Mix 93.3.
All right, so we haven't played this hour, and I keep looking at this Legends map. This place is amazing.
I know, so cool. We're giving you an opportunity to win $2,000 in one day. It's a shopping spree at the Legends.
I mean, if you have kids, you can get all your school shopping done.
Or if you don't have kids, think about how many selfish things you could buy for you.
I've already looked at that, by the way. I see a lot of entertainment. Like, I'd get movie gift cards. There's so many restaurants out there.
I think you're overlooking the beef jerky outlet.
Is there really a beef jerky?
Yeah, there really is.
I heard somebody say that the other day.
Let me specifically go under the food specialty category. Okay. We have Auntie Anne's, the pretzel. We have Beef Jerky Outlet. We have a Cold Stone Creamery, one of my favorites. We have Casey Soda Company. We have the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. We have Sheridan's Frozen Custard, Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt, and Topsy's Popcorn. I could eat it all.
I mean, there's so many restaurants and shops, athletic and sports apparel, shoes, health and beauty, specialty shops. It's massive, so we'll make you a finalist. We said this hour, so it'll happen soon.
Yep. Right now, it is 7:43, and let's look at your trending topics, which are brought to you by Ottawa University, a nonprofit university offering academic excellence for more than 150 years. Visit ottawa.edu today. Little cloudy, like we said, high of 53. And it's time. The Big 12 men's basketball tournament gets underway with two games starting this Wednesday at the Sprint Center. Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, will play in the first game, with the winner facing top-seeded Kansas on Thursday. Hey, how'd they do over the weekend, Rocket?
I don't know. They were playing, I want to say, one of the Oklahoma teams. I don't remember. Tara, you went there. You follow it. What happened?
Okay, their drive was down a little bit from their previous win. They didn't think they had to try as hard. It's
so
okay.
Lost, right?
Everybody makes mistakes.
It's a long way of saying they lost.
They're going to be back at it on Thursday.
It's a long way of saying they lost.
All right.
I love KU. I just like to tease Tara because she gets very defensive about it. Iowa State and Texas will meet in the second game. The winner of that game will play second-seeded Texas Tech on Thursday. And then Thursday games, K-State will meet TCU, and Baylor will square off with West Virginia. And then championship game will be on Saturday. Look for Mix 93.3. We will be down there all week long.
It's going to be fun. I love it when people from all over the country, different cities, come and enjoy where we live, because we live in a wonderful place.
And Rocket, I don't want you to freak out, but I was talking to Steve Serrano last week. You and I have the same shift at the Big 12.
Oh, I was really concerned when the shh came out of her mouth. Remember this time last year, because of that word, she had to wear an MU jersey.
Right.
Oh, not this year, buddy.
Okay.
No, I bought
careful.
You a nice KU shirt. You're going to wear that?
Yeah, I am.
I'm careful with that potty mouth.
I'm going to go buy one and wear the same thing.
Awesome. Oh, you're twins. That's nerdy. Diversity is a big winner after the 90th Academy Awards. Last night's show on ABC honored the Time's Up movement with a montage celebrating women in the industry and diversity. A lot of people during either when they were presenting awards or accepting their awards had a lot to say about gender equality and women in film directing. The Shape of Water, directed by Mexican filmmaker Guillermo del Toro, won Best Picture.
He's got the coolest name ever, don't you think?
He does, and he has a very interesting accent. He won Best Director. Jordan Peele, I'm so excited. He made history as the first African-American to win Best Original Screenplay for Get Out. Nicole Kidman did something super cool. She surprised a bunch of fans in a tour van that pulled up next to her limo on the way to the awards.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing on that bus?
This is like a dream come true. Oh, my God.
Huh? I haven't got my hair and makeup done yet, so have a great time. Bye.
That's so sweet.
That is.
The Emoji Movie is the big winner of this year's Razzie Awards. That is the award that they give out every year that is for the worst in Hollywood. It landed Worst Picture, Director, Screenplay, and Screen Combo. And then across all nine categories, 50 Shades Darker landed Worst Supporting Actress for Kim Basinger, which is great because she has an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress as well.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm laughing.
Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel. Those all went to that. Tom Cruise snagged Worst Actor for his work in The Mummy, and Gibson won Worst Supporting Actor for Daddy's Home 2. Worst Actress went to Tyler Perry for Boo 2 of Madea Halloween.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And at this point, do you consider basically anyone younger than you to be a millennial?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Apparently, the Pew Research Center, I like saying that, Pew, just announced the official definition of a millennial. It's anyone born between 1981 and 1996. So, like my kids, they don't really have a good name for them yet.
They really don't.
No, but so here's how it breaks down, because I was kind of concerned about, not concerned, but like it was confusing. So we have the millennials that are born 81 to 96. We have Generation X is that's us, Rocket, 1965 to 1980, which I think that's super dumb and I don't understand what that means. Baby boomers are our parents, 46 to 64. And then our grandparents would be the silent generation, which is 28 to 45. What? I don't understand Gen X. What does that mean exactly?
I have no idea.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show. I woke up. On Mix 93.3.